Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt. Joining me today is devotional speaker Holly Johnson, who is the Customer Experience Coordinator at BYU Idaho. We're here to talk about her devotional address called Seasons with the Savior. Thank you for joining me today, Holly.
Thank you, Ashley.
So for our listeners, could you tell a little bit about yourself?
So I worked for the BYU Idaho Support Center. My title is Customer Experience Coordinator. And so my team is not the contact center team, but we're actually the team that gathers the information so that they're able to answer the questions that come in. So it's a lot of fun. We get to work with a lot of different offices on campus. And then our overall goal is to support and simplify the student experience so that hopefully they get the answers they need and have a good experience when they contact us.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. I was able to stay here in Southeast Idaho. I have some family here in the area, so it was fun to get everybody together and just have a break and enjoy the holidays.
So I read your talk, Seasons with the Savior. The four main points that you'd really like students to focus on so that we can accomplish the Lord's purposes for us in the seasons of our lives is to learn of Him, referring to Jesus Christ, to show gratitude, to give service, and to share the gospel. And I noticed that in the introduction, you start out with kind of an excitement for Christmas coming up and then also gratitude. Tell me a little bit about why the Savior's birth is so significant to you.
I think this season, as we're leading up to Christmas, it always seems to be a really special time of the year. We love and honor the Savior all year round, but it seems like the whole world kind of gets a focus on this, especially during Christmas time. So it's a great time to remember Him and think about the blessing He is to our lives. I just feel like it's such a special time. As we draw nearer to Christmas, we have this chance to serve others and to feel His Spirit a little stronger, I think, during that time.
I like that we can talk about Christmas now. You know, I feel like some people are like, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. You can't talk about Christmas.
Yeah. Well, and I thought it was fun. I was lucky to be able to speak a devotional right between Christmas and Thanksgiving because I think that's just a really special season of the year. I felt like that was a blessing.
What specifically made you choose the topic of seasons? You seem to be really grateful to be talking in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So is this part of the reason why you chose to talk about seasons with the Savior?
I did because I knew that we were going into the Christmas season, and it just made me think about different seasons that we have, just really as part of the human family. Like, we have a season of learning here at the university. Some people are in all sorts of different seasons of their lives, and how does that tie in with this season of learning, and how do we keep ourselves close to the Savior? So I think it's good. It's always helpful for me to know, you know, how other people also, what things they do to stay close to the Savior. And so the discussion board was fun that way to kind of get other ideas and just input from people in all different seasons of their lives.
Yeah, was there a specific pattern that you noticed in discussion board comments?
I don't know, somewhat. I think there was a pattern of gratitude for the Savior in any season of life and kind of how He lifts us. But I do think there was kind of a pattern of no pattern of like everybody's kind of at a different place and dealing with their different struggles, yet still trying to keep in mind the Savior and His teachings so that, you know, hopefully those things, whatever their challenges are at the moment, are not as difficult for them and they can learn and grow and be successful, right? Everybody wants to be successful in life. Feel like they're doing a good job.
I think one of the most reassuring feelings of success is just feeling loved by God.
Right.
And I think if we are doing things to recognize His hand in our lives and also understand what type of Father He is, we will feel like we're not failing in every single way, right?
Right. I just appreciate that our Father in Heaven and the Savior, they're patient with us. They know that we're going to make mistakes, and they're willing to, you know, be there and be a friend and guide us and help us to improve ourselves and overcome those things. And it's a beautiful message of the gospel. I'm so grateful.
One of the first scripture references that you use in your talk is from Luke chapter 2, And I don't know why, but reading in your talk gave me a different perspective on it. So I'm just going to read this little excerpt that you included. So in this chapter, the shepherds have basically been given the sign that the Savior is born, and they see the multitude of angels. And this verse in Luke chapter 2 says, "And when they had seen it, they had made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them." Now, for some reason, "as it was told unto them" stood out to me in this time, because it indicates that they were listening intently to something, and it impressed them enough for them to share it with others. And I think that kind of relates to what you were saying about this season. And I was just thinking about this as kind of like a missionary opportunity. What missionary opportunities do you think that we can take advantage of in this season?
That's another reason I love the Christmas season. The church has done a lot of great things recently with their Light the World campaign, and also with the giving machines that are being placed in more places, I think, this year than in the past. And it gives a special opportunity. It kind of connects people. The Light the World, the calendar of how to give service and how to connect with the Savior during the Christmas season, connects people so that they feel like it's a joint effort to kind of celebrate him. And I think that's a great campaign that they have, and being involved in that, you know, has helped me to just increase the spirit over the Christmas season. And also the giving machines. It's so fun to have a place, you know, I feel like everybody wants to do something from their hearts to bless others. And it just gives them an avenue to share and give service to others, donate, send those blessings around the world.
Two devotionals ago, President Oakes was here on campus and he gave a devotional with his wife, Kristen. And in his talk, he asked students, "Are we measuring up to the pioneer heritage of faith?" And similarly, in your talk, you asked, "What legacy are we building today?" And I felt like those things really related. What did you want students to really be thinking about or changing as they asked themselves, "What legacy are you building today?" Because I think that is a rhetorical question that kind of invites change or self-evaluation.
Right. Well, the university was, you know, when it first started, it was built on pioneer heritage. The pioneers in the area put it together as a place of education and learning. And I think from those early days through the years, those of us connected with the university, we've been able to benefit from those efforts and those testimonies of those early pioneers. And each person now today that's connected with the university, they have a story, they have a reason that they're here, they have a legacy that they're building. It may not look the same as the pioneers or what they created. They may not even have a connection to any of those early pioneers, but they're building their own legacy, and whatever that looks like is going to bless the next generation. And so I think it's important to think of your piece in that chain. And what are you giving? What are you sharing? What are you learning that you can pass on to the next generations?
You often refer to this kind of legacy in your talk as a season. We're all kind of going through our lives and in different phases or different seasons of experiences. And I think most students here on campus are in a season of learning, of dating, and of discovering long-term interests. But many feel behind because they're not measuring up to the vision that they have for themselves and their futures. Whenever I was thinking about this and the kind of seasons that students are experiencing, I remembered something that President Oakes said in the interview about his talk on faith with BYU Idaho Radio. And he said, "I have always felt that it was a mistake to make too firm of plans. You often set yourself up for disappointment because your plans may not be the Lord's plans. And if you want to follow the Lord's will, set some goals, set some plans, but always be tentative and ready to change them on the basis of what the Lord inspires you to do at this point." What do you think of this counsel from President Oakes, and how do you think we can better implement this into our lives?
I think it's a great counsel. I feel like sometimes we have a tendency to beat ourselves up if we don't feel like we're achieving, you know, maybe what our vision was initially when we started out. But there are a lot of great things that we can learn in our lives. There's a lot of ways we can grow. And sometimes our vision is not maybe the best way for us to grow. And so that's why I'm so grateful that Heavenly Father knows each one of us And he can tailor the things we learn, our spiritual progress, to what we need and what's going to make us our best self in the future. And it may look a little different than what our expectations are, but as we grow and progress to being that person that our Father in Heaven knows that we can be, we'll learn so much more than we ever thought we could.
What's been a testimony to you in your life experience that God knows you and is shaping you into the person you're supposed to become?
There's a lot of different things. I think a lot of it is little things. Maybe like you mentioned, we have little expectations for ourselves. And, you know, really, let's face it, life doesn't always go the way that we want it to, right? Things happen. We all have trials and different challenges. But when I have just found in my life, when we rely on the Lord and let Him be in charge, instead of always trying to push on our own to be what we think we ought to be, He can guide us and He can help us to become, you know, again, like I said, something better than maybe we even had thought for ourselves.
I loved the analogy that you painted in your talk. You mentioned harvest is kind of a piece of the extended analogy for season, but basically you ask, how much of a harvest would there be if you plant something and then you come back a week later and then you try to reap the rewards of the fruit or whatever is there? Obviously, we know that there wouldn't be much there after a week. You kind of illustrate how it takes time and effort and patience to wait for our labors to come to fruition, essentially. You must have had a reason for trying to make this distinction between coming back in a week and then coming back much later in harvest season. What was the point you were really trying to make here?
Well, I think we live in a world where we're a little impatient. Sometimes we have so much that's at our fingertips with the internet and the different resources that we have. We can get things. We can find answers in an instant. We can, you know, things are so quick. And so when we're trying to learn spiritual lessons, it's not always this quick. Sometimes it takes time for us to grow. Sometimes, I mean, I know in my life, sometimes you're hard-headed and you want to do things on your own and you want to, you know, be successful sometimes on your merit. And sometimes it takes Heavenly Father to help us and lift us and give us that boost. And if we're willing to take the time and work with Him and learn and be taught by the Spirit, then we end up so much better and we learn, I guess, that lesson better because of our patience and our time. And so the end product that we turn out, you know, the things we learn often not only teach us, but they're Heavenly Father uses us to bless other people. And so if we'll take the time to let Him shape and mold us, we can not only, you know, improve our lives and our testimonies and learning, but we can also be a better tool in His hands to help others.
I think that what I'm learning from the testimonies of others and also from disappointment, little expectations that weren't met, is open-mindedness is a very important quality. Just being able to take things in stride and say, okay, this is what I'm given. You know, it's kind of like the you're given lemons and make lemonade.
Right. And I think that that's so true because we have a choice in this life. We can go through looking for disappointments or looking for things that didn't turn out quite right. Or, you know, like you had mentioned, feeling like we don't measure up. Or we can look instead for the blessings that Heavenly Father's giving us, for those little tender mercies that He shows us every day. I mean, just having the sun coming out, having friends and neighbors and family that give us a smile every day. Or sometimes, you know, you're in having a busy day and you pull in someplace and there's a parking space that just opens up for you. You know, it's like a little piece of magic. It's nothing huge, but there are little miracles all around us. And if we notice those, it makes our lives so much more rich, I feel.
Yeah, it's so easy to miss those little things, like the parking spot. I know that that does feel like a relief when the parking lot is really full. But do we always think of those as blessings? I'd argue and say no, because I know personally I don't always recognize something like an open parking spot as a blessing. But I agree with you in the sense that if we start to be thankful for those little things, we will feel more pleased with the trajectory of our lives. I know there's so many ways to learn of the Savior, and I think one of my favorite ways personally is music. But what way do you feel like you learn of the Savior best?
You know, I agree with you. I do like music as well. Sometimes there's just a spirit in music that can touch your heart more than some other things. I enjoy reading the scriptures. I feel like every time we read the scriptures, it kind of hits us a different way depending on what's going on in our lives and what we need. And I think that's, in a way, it's kind of magical because it's so tailored to us and we can learn those things that we need. Often, too, I think we learn about the Savior from other people as well. I know when I was a missionary, that was a big thing to me because I was building my testimony. I was young, and to be able to go and serve other people and see how the Lord was working in their lives was a really big testimony to me that He loves all of us the same and that He cares about us and wants to be a part of our lives. And so I think there's a lot of different ways that you can learn about the Savior.
That's why the Savior is so important to this season, is because without Him, forgiveness wouldn't be a possibility. There wouldn't be an atonement. There would be no method through which we could become clean, we could become renewed, we could become more willing listeners, perhaps.
I believe that's a huge thing, forgiveness, when you come to talk about the Savior. In my talk, I talked about the title page of the Book of Mormon, where it says, you know, that's one of the blessings that we can know, that we're not cast off forever. And, you know, in the world, there are a lot of people that maybe don't have the gospel that feel like if they make poor choices that there's no coming back from that. You know, I've heard people say, like, well, I've already done so many things that I wasn't proud of, that what's one more thing? You know, and I believe the Savior's gospel is a message of hope that, you know, you can be clean again, and He is a friend, and He loves us, and He wants to see us succeed. And so when we go through those challenges and we feel, you know, maybe a little bit heavy under that weight or whatever lesson that we're currently trying to learn, just knowing that the Savior's a light and He loves us and He wants us to succeed and He can boost us so that eventually we will have those better moments where we can feel that joy and happiness again in His love.
Thank you so much for your wonderful thoughts today, Holly.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Of course. This was an interview with Holly Johnson, Customer Experience Coordinator at BYU-Idaho, about her talk called Seasons with the Savior.